in the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us!
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this December 2nd, 2013, Monday transmission, and we have no guests today. We have cleared the decks because I want to open the phones up and take your phone calls and talk about the state of the world as we hurtle towards 2014. Also, I got a call from my father about an hour and a half ago that one of my dear cousins passed away, was found deceased in his bed this morning, probably of pneumonia. And so I'm sure David Knott will be filling in one day this week for the funeral. I know my family's probably listening out there because they listen every day. My heart goes out to you and to Peter, who I know is in a better place. And he will be sorely missed and was a very sweet soul and a dear heart. And so I give my condolences to my family in East Texas. My cousin grew up when he was little down in Guatemala, where my uncle was working, my other cousins and my aunt. And he had, when they had a construction crew putting a new roof on, had climbed up a ladder when he was 2 1/2 and fallen off and hit his head. But then he'd been somewhat, you know, cognitively impaired since then. But I guess the best way to go is in your sleep. So that's a blessing. So I love you, Peter, and I'll see you soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The InfoWar is straight ahead. For those of us that are still among the living, out, out, brief candle. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Good day. Jim Nicker from Midas Resources. November 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1252.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,298.21, $649.11 for a half ounce, or $324.55 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,298.21, $649.11, and $324.55.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday, December 2nd, 2013, worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. And what I want to do today is something I've been getting a bit better at as of late. I want to mention some of the headlines and news that's coming up and then intersperse that with key audio and video clips throughout the broadcast with your phone calls. And I want to, again, open the phones up for first-time callers, people that have never been able to get involved on the radio show slash TV show. We simulcast TV as well, folks, at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to open the phones up for your questions. If you want to ask yours truly, Alex Jones, a question, or if you have a comment or a disagreement or a question, we would love to hear from you. The only thing you're not allowed to do is to call in and compliment me and tell me how great I am. Because I think you're great. We're all on the same page fighting for freedom. We're trying to wake up those that aren't awake. We've got new listeners every millisecond tuning in who are thinking, you know, what in the world is this? How un-American? This guy's talking about freedom and trying to keep the government small. This is dangerous. I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, folks. The point is, we're going to open the phones up today and take your phone calls on a host of issues. And when you hear one caller hang up, That's your chance to call in to the show. And so here is the toll-free number. I also want to hear from listeners on solutions. How do we beat a scientific dehumanization control grid, a scientific dictatorship, in the technocrats' own words? How do we beat that? States' rights, homeschooling, buying local, not complying with unconstitutional laws, being part of juries and nullifying tyranny, joining the police force because you know you're a good person, running for city council, creating your own media operation, promoting free and independent press that promotes freedom, not infighting with each other. If you agree with somebody on 60-70% of things, and if the the person isn't batting for the globalist, you need to work with them and put aside old beefs and try to come together. I mean, I've never been an infighter, but I've really gotten good about forgiving people, turning the other cheek, and helping others that are doing a good job, even if they've been jealous and envious in the past and attacked me and made stuff up. I have forgiven them, and it's actually helped many of those people grow up as well. My example of leadership. And I'm not saying I'm some special person or on a high horse. Many of you have known this since you were little kids. I'm just now learning it. And so I'm here, if you're tuning in for the first time, to promote the American system of the Bill of Rights Constitution based on common law that is Levitical and also Northern and Western European in derivation. There's a reason Northern and Western Europeans adopted Levitical law in the last 1,000 years or so. It was because it was almost identical to their common law they already had. And so you ask, what is our common law? It is Judeo-Christian. So many people say, we're not Judeo-Christian, we're Christian. Well, our law is Judeo-Christian. And I don't mean the modern Judeo, which is actually under the Babylonian captivity or under the Khazars out of Kazakhstan and out of what is northern Georgia and, you know, that whole area of Eastern Europe into Central Asia. I'm talking about the Israelites of Moses' time and that common law. That common law is the same common law in most cultures of the world. And that's what we're leaving. The Ten Commandments, ladies and gentlemen, and the other 500 laws and injunctions and orders, all of which make total sense, are being thrown down the toilet. And all of the curses that the Bible tells you will come if you don't follow this law, it's all happening like clockwork. And even if you don't believe in God, the devil, good and evil and all that, the point is that cultures developed laws that made sense and created stable societies of due process and of being honorable. And if you follow those codes, your civilization prospers. If you don't follow those codes, you're destroyed. And so I am a follower of the Anglo-Saxon common law, which was codified in Magna Carta in 1215, which was then expanded under the edicts of 1776, the edicts against the king, that we, the free humans, stand against your tyranny. And we declare our names, our family, our blood, our treasure, our honor, 100% on the altar of liberty. We're doubled down, all in, committed, and we're not giving up ever. And they won, because no one that refuses to give up can be defeated unless you kill everyone. And the Romans did that sometimes. They would kill everyone in scores of civilizations, and then in case somebody hid out in the woods or the caves, they would then poison the ground with high-powered salt, arsenic, you name it. The Chinese would do that too when they conquered a group that hadn't submitted. They would poison things with, the first black powder bombs were jacketed in arsenic. They would even bomb people with chemical weapons. The point is, there's really nothing new under the sun, just more advanced systems of it. And you can't defeat the Vietnamese, no matter how much military power you had, because they weren't going to give up. You can't defeat the 1776ers because it didn't matter if you had the greatest military the world had ever seen that could beat any military in the world. These people wouldn't give up. They wouldn't give in. Resistance is victory. And Americans and people of the West have given up our culture, given up our birthright, given up everything, and bought into the plastic phony culture. And now, like opening a window, a portal in a submarine, we're being flooded. Or you can reverse the analogy to the spaceship opening a pod bay door and releasing the atmosphere. You're going to be dead in seconds. We have opened the portal door. We are now depressurizing, ladies and gentlemen. And in the scale of history, a decade is like a millisecond. And we're in the millisecond right now where the shields are going down, all the prosperity is going out the window, and all the ancient forms of oppression are now manifesting themselves. You can give them whatever fancy name you want, put a political label on it. It's gangster-run government by select combines, and everyone else is being enslaved and impoverished as a tool of control. And then in short order, the gangs and the combines, the monopolies, the oligopolies that have combined forces to bring in their world hegemonic rule, their corporate rule, one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. Now, all of those that were in the councils of world government who combined forces to bring in the world government are now beginning to tear each other apart and prepare for war with each other. They've done their job of dumbing down humanity, neutralizing people, putting the general population in a trance. Now the power structure is moving into their end game. And believe me, it's not going to be pretty. And everyone will see the fruits of tyranny, and then everyone will start resisting it. And the system has premeditatedly prepared for all of that and even set up military, industrial complex, economies of scale to profit from the insurrections and civil wars that they themselves are instigating. In fact, a friend sent me a text that I meant to read on air last week. Let me find it right now and actually read this famous quote of jurisprudence to everyone on air, if I'm able to find it here in my stack. Let me keep looking here. Maybe I should do this during the break. Trying to keep track of all of this. You know what I'll do? During the break, I will actually find the quote and read it on air when we come back. And then I'm going to give the phone number out and take phone calls, as many phone calls as I can. But if you ask me complex questions, I'll tend to give complex answers and then never get to the next person. So just make your point or ask your question, and I'll try to go to the next person. In fact, I'd like to hear your solutions. We were talking to listeners last night, callers, about solutions, and it was just a lot of really great points. So also make your point, ask your question, but throw in your idea of a solution. We'd like to hear from you. First-time callers again. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. What do we have to cover here today? Here are just some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Get ready to pay more online. Supreme Court refuses to hear internet tax case. The lower court said tax the internet, so you know what that means, tax the internet. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the United States. That's up on Infowars.com. Also on the right-hand side of the DrudgeReport.com. Reporter tells MSNBC Obama administration most hostile to media in history of U.S. Well, that's racist. Plus, Obama built the internet and the media, so he's allowed to do what he wants. Racist. Also, Canadian police arrest man for photographing cop car as daughter records chilling scene. Yeah, cops worldwide don't like slaves taping them. Three times as many Americans supported King George during Revolutionary War than support Congress today. That's a key article I'm going to be covering. 15 signs that we are near the peak of an absolute massive stock market bubble, and Nobel Prize winning economists are saying get ready for implosion. Amazon unveils plans for deliveries by drone. Can't make that up. They say you'll get a delivery within 30 minutes by drone. I thought storks delivered Amazon packages. Also, more coming up. Congress has a 6% approval rating. I'll tell you what that means on the other side. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whether it's natural disasters, civil unrest, or preparing for your next adventure, SurvivalMetrics.com has the top name brands and hard-to-find items that will help you survive. Specializing in tactical survival and preparedness kits, our kits are carried by thousands of military professionals and are now 15% off. We carry medical kits, escape and evade kits, vehicle survival kits, and much more. Call us at 877-968-2012 today. Adapt. Overcome. Survive at SurvivalMetrics.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Segment. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us. Ton of news and key intel on the global is coming up today. Look, it comes down to this. The social engineers of the planet are anti-human. They think of you as idiots, and they do everything they can to dumb you down so that you're not involved in the decision-making process. And then all these globalists do is then fight with each other all day. And thank God, that's one of the few things holding back total world government. is that they're all jealous of each other's power historically, and so they're never able to get total control into place. But they're getting very, very close. We're not under world government yet. We're just under the first stages of what they're trying to create that will be a completely micromanaged technocracy running every facet of your life and slowly turning off the economy. The good news is, and I cannot express to folks how good the news is, that over the weekend, Gallup, one of the most respected polling agencies out there, came out with a scientific poll showing a 6%, we'll put that on screen for TV viewers, 6% approval rating for Congress. Now, there's still like a 35 or 33, depending on which poll you look at, for Obama, because he's a personality who's connected with his victims who are still being conned by him. Kind of like folks watch the state lottery where the pretty lady spins the wheel and actually thinks the lottery lady's their friend because she's smiling at them. These are victims. These are like two-year-old children that get tricked to get in the van with a pedophile because he says they have candy. These are very sad people. But the general public, when it thinks of government, it thinks of Congress. 6% approval rating. I don't know of any government in history, and I've studied a lot of history, that has only had 6% approval. This government is bankrupt morally and financially. This government is foreign run and hijacked. This government is publicly defunct and fraudulent. And all it's doing is buying billions more bullets, thousands more armored vehicles a month, more blimps, more drones, more training, and they're so disconnected from reality. All their training manuals, on record, there's hundreds of them that are public. They used to have this stuff secretly. Now they publish it at FBI.gov, where they badmouth the Founding Fathers, the Gadsden flag, 1776. Of course vampires are scared of high noon, holy water, garlic, and wooden stakes. Everything they demonize is what is our salvation. Family, private property, due process, self-defense. And then they sit there and they scapegoat capitalism for the reason we're going to hell in a handbasket, when, ladies and gentlemen, by every yardstick, we are a socialist nation. And the worst kind. Not some fair Northern European socialism, which is bad enough because it gets rid of individualism, but where they actually redistribute the wealth, like you pay in 75% taxes, but you actually get benefits back. No, 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 no. They run the government on debt and take all the actual money and give it to offshore corporations. All of it. All of it. Ronald Reagan's own commission, 1981, found every cent of income tax goes to pay the debt. And they've got it all actuaried out where we only get deeper in debt. This is how we're being enslaved. Everyone knows you can pay for 19 years on a farm. And they put little clauses in there. The big banks do. If you don't go to a good bank, a local bank usually is better because they live there. They'll try in the 20th year of the note to call it all in and take your property. That's why farmers always pile up their money and wait for the 19th, 20th year. Folks, that's what they want. The banks are loaning out fiat entries in a ballot sheet, in a folder, now in a computer, zeros and ones, literally. They want your property. They want your capacity to produce property. They want your soul. They want it all. You're like, why are they so evil? They're in power because they have that nature. And if you know there's a corrupt system and fight it, you'll historically still be beaten, as Thomas Jefferson said. Even if you know about liberty and defend it, you probably can't keep it. It's so rare. America's never been perfect. It's been a journey in an attempt to find liberty, in an attempt to secure greater evolutions of freedom. True liberalism, the antithesis of everything Obama and his cohorts are. Just as the Democrats are even having to admit on CNN to keep their credibility, Obama's a tyrant. Of course he's a tyrant. Too late. People don't trust you anymore. We're going to play that clip. Go to your phone calls and more coming up in the next segment. 800-259-9231. First time callers today. But this is good news, folks, that 94% of Americans know the government is bankrupt and evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your threats, your fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears. Your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery, play football, play the field,
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Your phone calls are coming up for Jeff, California, Brian, Bruce, and many others that are patiently holding. By the way, I said this last night on the Sunday radio show, 4 to 6 p.m., only because 9 times out of 10 it's the case. The United States, on record, for more than 50 years, has done almost zero maintenance on the railways and has not really built any new railways in this country. Other trains routinely go over 250 miles an hour in Japan and Germany and France, and their freight moves at over 100 miles an hour. My grandmother, getting her master's degree, would go 3 times a week from Teague, Texas, in East Texas, 100 miles to Houston in the morning, and then back in the evening, and the train went over 120 miles an hour in the early 1950s. Now, if trains go above about 45 miles an hour, they begin rattling and gyrating because they don't put in new track, they don't put in new rail beds. I was talking to one of our crew members, CJ, and he said during the flooding in Austin a few weeks ago that he saw the train by his house completely washed out with no railroad ties and no gravel. And that the train was shooting by at 45 miles an hour or so. And I know because I've got family that had been railroaders, management, the whole nine yards, working at railroads, you name it. So that's why I know a little bit about railroads. Not that much, but more than the average person. And CJ seems to know what he's talking about as well. But he said it was flying over on just the metal rails, just the steel rails. And this is indicative of what America is like. All the taxes, all the money go into select corporations, select groups. Everyone else is turned off. That's the problem with big government, folks, is that they distribute it where they want. And we have literally no infrastructure in this country. It's all been sent to only select corporate and industrial and academic and corporate combines. And I said yesterday, watch, they're going to try to blame the conductor. And now they're saying, well, witnesses said gravel was flying up on a troubled stretch of track in New York, that people that work for the railroad have been told to shut up, don't complain about being on the track, and then they put Amtrak under pressure and put other train services under pressure to go faster. And this was a Bronx derailment. And so they fly off the rail beds. When my father worked for the railroad back in the early 1970s, they were horrible rail beds. He looks at them now and talks to railroaders he knows, and they say that the company, here's the key, the company corporate people say, you will get that train up to 60 miles an hour, and you will get that delivered, or you're going to lose your job. Just like a few years ago with BP, the BP executives in Houston gave orders from England that they were to dump water into a 30,000 super foot, 30,000 super deep well, 15,000 feet super deep, folks. They do 30,000 now. They were to literally go down 30,000 feet and don't dump concrete and proper mud, as they call it, in on top the shaft to keep it from blowing out under pressure. No, ladies and gentlemen, they told them you will dump seawater, and they had to fire two crews and relieve them and put them on helicopters. Two crews. This came out very early on. The media is like, we don't know what happened. They had to fire two crews where the chief engineers on the spot said, you cannot dump water on it. It will blow up. And the executives went, oh, I got an engineering degree. I say that that water will pressurize in between layers of concrete and mud, and it'll save us tens of millions of dollars in drilling products every few days. Do it. They said, no, I'm not going to do it. It's going to blow up. Remove that team. Give the same order. I'm not doing it. Remove that team. Finally put a team in who got on a boat, wouldn't even get near it, and gave the workers orders. All right, do it. Then they pulled their boats back. Boom! Blows up. What do you think you're going to do with natural gas and oil pressurized like that? It comes out so pressurizes, it explodes when it hits the surface, ladies and gentlemen. They pulled the command ships back off the Deepwater Horizon, and it blew up under orders. Now, you can say they did it as a false flag for some reason on purpose. I don't know if that's the case. They either did it on purpose or they thought they could suspend the rules of reality. So they're telling these different railroad, including passenger railroad groups. My dad has told me, I thought, y'all thinking about taking the kids on an Amtrak trip out west so they could see the country. He goes, don't do that. Don't do that. Those dangerous rails. It's the most dangerous thing you can do is to get on a passenger train in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Unless it's some local city line they just put in. I'm telling you, do not get on the railways in this country, okay? They are rotting. CJ, tell folks what you saw a few weeks ago.
There have been about 7 inches of rain on the last week, and I drove by the rails outside of my neighborhood, and it was a good 25, 30 feet of rail that the gravel had been completely washed out from underneath. There was nothing but steel rail, and every other tie was busted off, and they were still running freight over it. They fixed it about 2 days later, but it doesn't seem like something safe.
And in the old days, they would, because I grew up next to a railroad track in Ronkwall, Texas. Our house was up on the top of a hill by the lake, and it was a railroad track. In the past, they would just stop the train. A few hours later, a truck that rides on rails would show up, and they would fix it with a team, and that would just be the way it was. Now, they just don't care. And see, it's the same thing with nuclear reactors now, folks. The system doesn't care. They had big disasters in the 40s, 50s, 60s they covered up, but nothing statistically like it is now. 91% of the 420-plus reactors are leaking heavily now, and they just have the governments raise the level and say it's safe. In fact, when you pull me that Fox News article and the AP about the radioactive wave 2 years later finally hitting the West Coast, and what's the EPA's answer? They go, oh, it's safe. Don't worry about it. Again, folks, the establishment has gone insane. The establishment has gone mentally ill, bonkersville. And that's what I keep trying to get across to you, is that they might start a nuclear war with China or Russia. They might do anything. They might release a bioweapon. Who knows with these crazy people? And I've never been a big incompetence theory type guy that so many high-level experts said, look, they are evil, they are organized, but there's not one big spider at the center. There's a bunch of spiders trying to get control. They spin the same type of webs, so it looks like it's a unified system, and they want a unified system, but these people are insane. And they only think they're in control. And the more you think you're in control, the less you're in control. The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. I knew I was forgetting something during the break, too. Guys, remind me at the next break to go find that quote on jurisprudence. It's a really good quote. I looked it up. It's an accurate quote. I want to look it up and have you be able to pull it up before I get to that. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment and then take calls into the next hour. And then I've got all this other news I haven't covered. But here's the deal. In the headlines, they're getting ready to try to jail some poor guy that followed orders and drove on bad track, because they're not going to say the system won't fix the track. They're not going to blame it on the mayor of New York, who was reportedly over this stretch of track, who flies on Jetcopter, the most expensive helicopter in the world, and private jets made off insider money on the stock market, but Bloomberg in Bermuda during derailment playing golf. See, for them, it's like flying to all they see is the most luscious resorts. All they see is the finest areas. They're just cocooned in billions of stolen money with armed bodyguards all around them. They don't ride on the ratty rails. Let me tell you, I've been on the New York subway. I guess it was last year I was in New York, and I've been there before many times. And I'm like, man, this is scary. The train is flying around on the rails. And it was the same thing in London. Horrible, just flying around. In Japan, totally smooth, 250 miles an hour. In Germany and France. Why? Because the U.S. and England are managed by the very same globalists, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to have art museums. They don't want you to have culture. They don't want you to have anything. You understand that? When they're done, you're going to have nothing. While they talk about how they're liberal and, oh, want you to have welfare and want you to, while they get rid of any economy you could have ever had. That's why they're so disgusting. And now they're getting ready to try to charge the people driving the train. The feds and people are saying, we're not going to listen to eyewitnesses about the track rattling or rocks flying up. The rails went out. They leaned over to the side, folks. The rails went out. 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 Doesn't matter, though. They said the black boxes are being looked at, and it might be the conductor. You know, the brakes weren't working properly. Bull crap. They've got multiple brakes on those trains. The train wasn't even going fast. This country is rotting. Excuse me. Excuse me, folks. I just get angry. But they cannot admit the system isn't fixing the railways. They're not fixing anything. Things are falling apart. Because why should they care if there's an economy that works and operates? They're just going to steal all the money anyways. That's why banks are getting ready to charge you to have deposits and are going to start just taking taxes, private taxes to them, right out of your bank accounts. Why not? They've gotten away with everything else. You put up with double, triple, quadruple prices for health care paid to foreign banks that own insurance companies. Well, why not just take your bank account? You'll put up with anything. You'll put up if you're camping somewhere with a game warden jumping out, even when you don't even have guns or aren't hunting, and start bossing him around. I can't go to the National Seashore without weirdos coming over to us and everybody else camping and harassing us and bugging their eyes out. And I'm finally like, stop bugging your eyes out at me. Stop asking me if I'm a criminal, you damn freak. You're the criminal, you dirtbag scum. You're run by a criminal government that knows it's gotten away with bloody murder and is just wanting to keep the public down. And all that's going to do is finally wake them up. Excuse me, I'm in a bad mood. I apologize. I'm using mild verbiages. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to knock it off right now. I just don't like being treated like a slave. I don't like going into slavery. I don't like seeing the public so dumbed down, completely obsessed with every mindless idiot issue you can imagine. In fact, you guys printed me the top 10 Bing searches. I was going to give it to the reporters. You guys print me that again? I was walking around with it and lost it. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to go to them. And then coming up, Nobel Prize economist warns of U.S. stock market bubble. Really? 15 signs that we are near the peak of an absolutely massive stock market bubble. I'm going to cover that. Reporter tells MSNBC Obama administration most hostile to the media in U.S. history. I said CNN, just got the old CNN reporter on there. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the U.S. Amazon unveils plan for deliveries by drone. Migraines linked to plastic cups and bottles, gender-bending chemical and packaging may trigger the attacks. I've been telling you that for 15 years, being attacked is anti-gay, because I also pointed out that it also makes you, become feminine. It's just a fact. Continuing, get ready to pay more online. Supremes refuse to hear internet tax case. Transgene escape, GMO spreading uncontrollably around the world. That is just some of what is coming up today. And that is only the tip of the iceberg that we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. America doesn't have a lobby for freedom anymore. America doesn't have individualism where we won't stand for being treated like slaves. So you go to the front page of DrudgeReport.com, it is Obama bowing to the Saudi king. And now it's come out in mainstream news that Saudi Arabia and China literally control what goes on our news and literally control what is allowed to be in movies. That's how controlled we are. They used our open society to come in and take over and then make our freedoms that are our escape valve from their tyranny illegal. And that's what they're doing right now. They're declaring that Americans trying to be free and have a future is illegal. We're going to go to break, come back, and go to Jeff, California, Brian, Bruce, Terry, and everybody else is patiently holding and take calls right into the bottom of the next hour. Then I will get to all of this other news. But since I mentioned it, here is that clip from MSNBC. I thought it's racist to criticize Obama and say he's a tyrant. I thought it's terrorist. I mean, I thought, but now they're saying that Obama administration, most hostile to media in U.S. history, finally truth coming out of them as they implode. Here it is.
So let's use the P word here. This is propaganda. Mm-hmm. When it comes from the White House, government covering the government, it's not what you're supposed to do in the United States of America. But we have an administration. Every president gets to the point where he dislikes the press. It's that simple. And every administration tries to manipulate the press. But this is the most hostile to the media that has been in United States history. Not only do we have this thing where they're...
Wait, you would go that far?
I would go that far.
The most hostile in history.
The most hostile because, first of all, we have the situation where they are, in fact, shutting out the press. And by the way, when they say you can't have every photographer in, they know full well that there's a thing called a pool, which is to say you have one representative from each of the media that represents all of them and shares the pictures.
What's happening is the dinosaurs don't have viewers anymore, so they're not needed. And they're going directly to total content Soviet management. And so these people are freaking out because they're not getting invited to the cocktail parties and feeling important like peacocks. They've now been thrown out in the cold. Hey, don't worry. Once the economy goes into full depression, you're not going to get anything, idiot. You help sell out the greatest country in the world, traitor. Now you're going to get nothing but sorrow, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Enjoy it. You earned it. You earned it. Benedict Arnold. Now we're going to break, coming back briefly. The new magazine is in. We sell it at cost, big color, glossy December issue about the death of the dinosaur media and the police state, the attack on the Second Amendment. It's a great tool. Give a gift subscription. We have 35% off right now through Christmas to give gift subscriptions. 12 issues delivered to your friends and family's door, and that includes the shipping in the price of $39.95, 12 issues, plus some bumper stickers delivered to their door. Great way to wake somebody up. Give it to the police department, the library, your church, your school, your university, chancellor, InfoWar. 12 color issues, $39.95, shipping included. That's at cost, actually below cost with a special. We've got at cost, ladies and gentlemen, so many other products that are meant to get the word out. Now, what funds us is great products like the nascent iodine that we now have in stock, the proprietary special form that I think is the most amazing health discovery I've ever made. And it's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com and our new Arabica coffee, Wake Up America coffee, available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Try this coffee, and I assure you, you won't be disappointed. I want to hear your reviews. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
All right, it was Vivian Kubrick sent me this text. It's a quote, so I can read it. I looked it up. It's William Godwin, 1756 to 1836. And here's the quote about tyranny. What can be more shameless than for society to make an example of those whom she has goaded to the breach of order instead of amending her own institutions, which by standing order into tyranny produce the mischief? On the penal law, an inquiry concerning the principle of political justice, 1793, BK 7, Chapter 3, from a law dictionary, William Godwin. Yeah, they push you into revolting, and then they're all ready to crush the rebellion and bring in the total tyranny. And that is the cold-blooded scientific implementation of a wicked society. Let's go to your phone calls, and I'm going to just massively take your calls in the next hour. I've got so much news, but I'm going to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to California in Indiana. You're on the air, California.
Mr. Jones, shout out to all my InfoWarriors in Indiana. I just thought I had a solution maybe to the divide and conquer, and the one thing that brings everybody together is music, and you're the one degree of separation between a lot of top music stars. Could you imagine a Woodstock-level event with Willie Nelson, Ted Nugent, KRS-One, Professor Griff, Billy Corgan, you know, all these top stars coming together?
You know what the problem is? I mean, I know those people you mentioned, but it's like herding cats. Like once Willie Nelson said, let's put on a big concert for 9/11 Truth, and you and Jesse come down while we were over at his house playing chess. And then we came down and did it, and then somebody threatened to kill everybody, and we had the event, and Willie's people got scared, and Ventura said, I don't even care, just have your concert. We don't need to speak to a crowd of 5,000 people. I mean, it doesn't really save the world. I mean, it's good to raise money for Farm Aid or Africa Aid or whatever, but then, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but everybody thinks one event's going to change the world. It's lots of events. I'll tell you the event that's going to change the world. They try to come and do it on their Waco or confiscate guns. That may be the shot heard around the world. But I don't even want it to get to that point. I want to have a velvet revolution of ideas, sir. But I'm not shooting down your idea. It's just that getting a bunch of music stars to work together with all of their people that are around them is like trying to herd cats. And have you ever tried to herd cats, sir? Have you ever tried to make a cat do what you want?
I just think if you build it, I think they will come if they recognize this country is in trouble. And another idea I got is the free radio listen line is a great thing. I've used it plenty of times. There's a company out there that'll pay you for every call as long as you let them play an ad at the beginning of the thing. And we could have a thing called Operation Are You Listening? And it's much easier if I stood out here on the road with a number and said, Are you listening? People are more apt to...
Sure, tell me the name of the company and we'll look into it. Because as it is now, I just pay, so people can call the free listen line. If it's the only way they have to listen, what's the name of the company?
I can't think of the name of the company right now.
I'd look it up. Send us a link. I got to jump, brother. Good solution ideas there. Brian in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Alex. I want to tell you about two things. First one, when I was on Black Friday...
Do me a favor, get off the speakerphone.
Okay. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I took a friend of mine. We went out to the Navy shopping mall here in our town, and they had about 12-foot high leak fence up where you go into the main area to shop, and they were checking your IDs. And I said, she asked me.
Let me stop you. I want to know where that is. I want you to go shoot video of that. They plan to put TSA-style checkpoints in the malls, then the streets. Stay there. Don't hang up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.